Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Oh, how we love these warm summer nights. And if you enjoy watching falling stars, you should be in for a treat over the next few weeks. The Delta Quirids and Perseids meteor showers are coming soon. So it's time to find a dark location and do a little sky watching for a few evenings. The Delta Quirids meteor shower starts on the 12th and runs to August 23rd. The peak viewing period will be on the evening of July 28th and early morning of the 29th, with perhaps 20 meteors per hour. Overlapping with the Delta Quirids is the Perseids meteor shower. It'll begin on July 17th and run through August 24th. The Perseids is one of the best showers, with perhaps up to 60 meteors per hour. This meteor shower will peak on the evening of August 11th and early morning hours of the 12th. Following the Perseids, we'll have to wait until early October, when the Deconinth meteor shower begins on October 6th. And of course, it'll not be as warm then. Falling stars, of course, are not falling stars. With a few exceptions, they're bits of comet material, ice, rock, and dust. Think of them as dirty snowballs or snowy dirt balls a few miles in diameter. When comets pass near the sun, the heat causes them to shed ice and particles. These mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock create a debris field in outer space. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Viewed from the Earth, they're falling stars. A lot of falling stars make a meteor shower. There are 8 major meteor showers associated with comets each year. So watch for clear skies over the next few weeks. There should be ample opportunity to see a few meteors and perhaps also learn some new constellations. I don't think we'll be able to catch a falling star and put it in our pocket, but you might find yourself singing that song Perry Como made popular back in the day. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.